there's the fanfare we look forward to each and every Thursday here on Main Street. It means that it's time to go to the movies with our in-house movie reviewer extraordinaire, Matt Olien. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig.
Captain America, Brave New World. Here's the trailer.
You asked for me. Here I am.
You want to help me?
Is there anything you remember?
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States, Thaddeus Ross.
Whatever this is, Cap, be careful.
What do we know?
There were 5 shooters. This was a coordinated terrorist attack, sir.
I was a wartime general. Now I'm a wartime president.
Your inner circle's been compromised. Let me fix it.
Watch yourself. You're not Steve Rogers.
You're right.
I'm not.
Wait for it.
Captain America. You ever ask yourself, who's playing who?
Someone's been pulling the strings on everything.
You're under arrest?
I don't want a variable out there that I can't control.
You want me? Come and get me!
All right, Matt, we've heard the trailer. It's an intense movie. How does Sam Wilson's portrayal of Captain America in Brave New World compare to Steve Rogers' legacy? And does the film effectively establish him now as a compelling leader?
That's a great question, and I would say no is the answer. This continues, you know, the doldrums that the Marvel Cinematic Universe is in. Basically, since Avengers Endgame ended, which was kind of the last hurrah of Marvel, they have really struggled to roll out these new characters to the public. Even though this film was made $176 million, which is, you know, good, it's not great compared to other Marvel films. So I think the big problem here, look, Anthony Mackie is not a bad actor. I don't think he is. But it's hard to top the Chris Evans films. Winter Soldier was so good. It was Captain America Civil War, the first Avenger. And this just feels like they're trying to keep Captain America going. Danny Ramirez is the new Falcon in the movie. And they're both fine, you know, but there's something missing. And I think the humor is missing. It's not a terribly interesting movie. The plot is, you know, another villain trying to take over things, played by Tim Blake Nelson, who plays Sam Stearns as the villain in this one. You know, it starts out fairly promising, but the film just never, it almost feels like Sam Wilson is a supporting character in his own movie. I can't quite put my finger on it, but it feels like he's kind of a supporting character. And I don't know if that's a disservice to Anthony Mackie or a disservice to the director, Julius Ona, or the screenwriters. I'm not sure. But a lot of people think Captain America Winter Soldier might be the best Marvel film ever. You're coming off these successes of Captain America. And of course, in Endgame, you know, he finally picks up Thor's hammer. That's a big moment as well. Captain America gets to live his life again, right? He gets to grow old with the love of his life that he meets in World War II. That was all compelling emotional stuff. So it's a tough role for Anthony Mackie to take over as Sam Wilson, and it just doesn't work. It's not a terribly interesting movie. Harrison Ford plays a very aging president in this movie, but we're used to that, right, with the last two presidents?
Did you like him? Did you like his portrayal?
He's fine. He gruffs and growls as he does now in his later years. I don't need to see Harrison Ford turned into the Hulk, though. You know, that happens eventually in the movie. Just this film doesn't work on a lot of levels. It's being called one of the worst Marvel films ever. I don't know if it's the worst Marvel film ever, but it certainly is not going to establish Anthony Mackie as Chris Evans, in my opinion.
We gained $176 million, Matt. That's nothing to sneeze at. Why do people want to go see it?
Because there's not much out there to see right now. So the Oscar films have kind of siphoned out of theaters. People have seen the Oscar films, or maybe they don't want to see the Oscar films. You know, Anora, The Brutalist, not a lot of people saw those movies that did well on Oscar night. There's not a lot to see out there. There's still a dedicated following of Marvel fans that are going to go no matter what. And, you know, some of them aren't terribly discerning. They'll just see whatever is put in front of them. But I try to be discerning. And, you know, my son and I were talking about this recently. My son went to all the first Marvel films. Opening weekend, we would go with our friends. And we were rewatching Winter Soldier. He came over to my house a couple weeks ago, and we ended up watching the whole film. And it's so good. You know, Redford is Robert Redford plays the only villain he has ever played on screen in that movie. And so the bar was set high with the casting. You know, Robert Downey, Chris Evans, Chris Pratt, you know, Mark Ruffalo was the Hulk, Chris Hemsworth as Thor. They really knocked it out of the park with the casting in that first round of Marvel characters. And let's face it, I think Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, Hulk, those are still the big Marvel characters. So now we're getting into lesser characters that we've seen on screen. But again, you know, It's a thankless job for Anthony Mackie to take possession of the shield. And he's not a bad actor. He's fine in the part. It's just he feels like a supporting character. The plot is very complicated. It's not even that important to get into it. But as usual, there's a villain who wants a lot of power. And the villain in the film, Sam Stearns, kind of has this mind control over Harrison Ford as the president. That's essentially the plot. There's a big treaty that we're supposed to sign with Japan in the movie, and you know, missiles get released, and there could be a nuclear war, could be a war, and Sam
fighter jets flying around,
Captain America and Falcon have to stop this. You know, it's all part of a paint by numbers plot in a lot of Marvel films, and it's just not interesting enough. You know, at some point, there's a lot of money that goes into these movies. There were reports of on-set chaos, on-set issues with Captain America: Brave New World. You know, I heard that kind of going in. It's been released in March, which tells you right there that they don't have high hopes for this movie. If it was a summer release, that might be different, right? But it's a March, February release, so that tells me right there that they weren't sure of the product they had. Sure, it's going to make money. People are going to go. But this is not going to make people forget about Chris Evans or the previous Captain America movies.
Let's move forward then, Matt, the Oscar trivia part of our show. It's a Harrison Ford question. This surprised me. He's never won an Oscar, but he was nominated for Best Actor. What movie?
Witness, 1985.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olean.